and carry you back to memory days. And these remarks are especially directed towards my good friend, Honorable Carl Rice, in Kansas City, Missouri. I love little memories that spring up along life's way, like violets on a riverbank. They give a breath of sweetness to the hardest day. Small blades of grass gathered on the lawn make a happy nest for the robin. In the heat of earthly struggles, as we are bewildered by vexing problems and saddened by testing trials, it is restful to fly to a nest of dreams made of tender vines and fragrant blooms, plucked on a long journey down a trail of fond remembrance. As you know, I recall the hills of my boyhood home and see rainbows arched over a peak flushed with floral beauty. I used to build high castles there as I watched the summer clouds change their forms above the rippling Tuckasegee. Sometimes there were palaces of white marble tinted with delicate pink or opal or gold. Again, there were spires and domes with their grandeur mirrored in beautiful blue lakes. In those vapory transformations, I witnessed a kaleidoscopic view of the ever-shifting things of life. The changes were rampant. A spire that reached the foothills of the hidden stars one moment tumbled and fell the next. Golden strands by turquoise ocean rims quickly became the blasted no man's land of an aerial battlefield. Colorful forests swapped foliage almost instantly. Painted gondolas raced swiftly through ponds of twinkling silver hidden in the white blossoms of the sky. Sweet memories are like dainty desserts on the dinner table. We gain strength for climbing the mountains of tomorrow by studying leaves from the valley of yesterday. It cheers and refreshes us to dream again the old dreams and stimulate our hearts with the old aspirations. Garnered fragrance never ceases till we forget it. The gold of youth never tarnishes while we use it. Don't be ashamed of your treasured memories. They are little silk stitches taken in the royal garment of life. They carry us back to sunlit hills or shadowed with dells, where cowbells tinkled at eventide, and wild birds left a song in our hearts. I found happiness in the castle I built on the mystic shore of childhood. I've enjoyed the dreams of those soft, sweet days. It is refreshing to wander back and peep into the old cradle, lighted by a flame in the chimney and rocked with the hand of an angel. It is sweet to sit at the hearthstone and listen for the crickets that sang there on winter nights in the long, long ago. Life is dear as long as we can draw inspiration from the garden of its dreams. It is fresh while the rosebuds of memory still smile through the dewdrops. And I'm going to digress from this and say that there is the best possible authority for the belief that every human being should render a service in this world according to the talents bestowed by the Creator. That injunction is laid down in the great statutes of Holy Writ, and it gives recognition to the fact that men and women do not come into the world with equal equipment or to perform a like service. Poets are born. All the college training in the world could not produce an Edgar Allan Poe or a William Shakespeare. A golden voice is a divine gift. The talent to paint a Mona Lisa was inspired above.